All right. We got a break here. We got weather. We got traffic. When we come back, we're going to talk about crows attacking people in Australia. It's on the rise. And then I want to hear from you if you've ever been attacked or you have a real crazy encounter with an animal of some kind. The weirder, the better, the funnier the story, the funnier animal-related. I'll cut a check to Larry Lujack's estate because we're essentially doing his bit. We're doing animal stories. I'm sorry. Animal story. Oh, man. Okay, hang on a second. I'm gone for a week. Hello. Okay, good. Gone for a week. They take my reverb away. I don't like that. Animal stories! Esmeralda, do you ever listen to any old sound checks of Larry Lujack?
I haven't. No. Well,
okay, Dan, I know you have.
Sure.
Captain Reverb. He was the king of reverb. And Esmeralda, you know how periodically I go, yeah! His entire show like this. His reverb like this. That's how he did all of his show. He's on for 3 hours, nothing but reverb.
It sounds nice.
It's awesome. So anyway, if you got a weird animal story, 312-981-7200, text or call us in. That's what we're going to be talking about. Morning. How you doing, everybody? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Hey, tomorrow on the show, the lovely Jen Bosworth is going to join us. Jen hasn't been on the show in a while. We always have fun when Jen's here. She's remounting her one-woman show. And we'll tell you how you can see it and get your tickets, and we'll have Jen on. Always have a lot of fun. She fills in here from time to time on WGN. She's really funny and really wonderful, really sweet, very, very, very talented as an actress, as a storyteller, and as a writer. And we always have a blast when she's here. So we're going to kick around some fun tomorrow morning with Jen Bosworth on the show, live in studio. Okay, so here's the story here. The residents of Australia are used to avoiding dangerous wildlife. Now, in addition to sharks, poisonous spiders, and more, Australians now have to watch out for crows. The Australian Broadcasting Corporation reports incidents of hostile crows swooping over passers-by are on the rise. God, you know, could you imagine all the stuff that's, Dan, that you have to deal with in Australia? Like they just mentioned all of them. You think about the stuff that's in Australia. Then you got to deal with all the Mad Maxes and all the war boys. It's just, you know. The behavior is common in magpies around nesting season, but it's rarely observed in crows. Remember last year we talked a little bit about this, Dan, when people were getting attacked going out to their car by I believe they were magpies, correct?
I believe it was a magpie, yes.
And they were protecting their nest. And it wasn't just an isolated incident or two. We got tons of calls. We got tons of texts about people getting attacked by people getting attacked by birds. They're just walking out to their car. Let's see. It's rarely you don't observe this kind of behavior is rarely observed in crows. Dr. Daryl Jones, great bass player in Sting's band in the 80s. An amazing jazz bassist, Daryl Jones. Now he's a doctor of behavioral. He's an ecologist with Griffin University. He told ABC that he believes crows are copying the actions of their avian neighbors. Their chicks will be in the nest, and they've decided that people walking past is a threat, he said. He added, now I walk outside my own building, and I get attacked by the bloody crows. The increased crow swooping could possibly be a result of urban development. As humans encroach on crow territory, the birds become less fearful of our presence, emboldened them to attack. Crows only spend about 3 weeks raising their young, so residents can look forward to the aerial onslaughts ending soon. However, that doesn't mean that people should fight back, because crows also remember the faces of people who wronged them and can enlist other crows in attack. What? So crows will remember, you know, no wonder they call it a murder of crows. What are we talking about here? By the way, Dan, during crosstalk, when I was downstairs talking with Carl and Lisa, did you hear her tell the story about how a giant bird, which she called a hawk, and I don't think it was a hawk because it was here in Chicago, swooped down and almost picked up her dog?
No, I didn't.
Because we were talking about what we were going to talk about on the show. I was previewing what was coming up on the show, and I mentioned this topic. And she said, I was out walking my dog, and a big hawk came down and tried to pick my dog up. And apparently it did it twice. Have you ever been attacked by a bird, Dan?
Not attacked by a bird. Yeah, I don't think my wife was pooped on by a bird a couple years ago. That was
good luck.
Yeah. But yeah, never attacked. I don't think.
Yeah, it's good luck to be pooped on by a bird.
That's what everybody told her.
Yeah. doesn't mean it means a damn thing.
Right, right.
But that's what everybody told her. I think that that's obviously not true, but it's just something you say to make the person who got pooped on feel better.
Right.
Now, you know that there is that footage of Cyndi Lauper at an outdoor concert.
I have seen it, yes.
Have you seen that footage, Esmeralda?
No, but you told me about it.
Singing Girls Just Want to Have Fun. And, I mean, and a bird goes kaplump right in her mouth. Right in her mouth. And Cyndi Lauper, the professional that she is, doesn't miss a beat. Got up on stage, spit, wiped her mouth, and continued singing. That's an attack right there. So I once had a bird in my apartment, and it scared the hell out of me. This was when I was living in Andersonville on Paulina. And big apartment. This was a really big one-bedroom apartment. And all of a sudden, I hear... I'm like, what the hell is that? You know? And I had cats, too. So the cats are going nuts. I had two cats. Jackass and Bangs were their names. And they were like, running around the house. I'm like, what are you guys, what's going on? All of a sudden, I see a bird swoop in my dining room. And I'm like, what the hell, man? So I'm running around. I get a broom. And I open the back door, and I try to get, and then I can't get the cat, I don't want the cats to get out. So I'm running around with a broom, trying to get the damn thing to go out the back door. Finally, it takes like 15 minutes, I'm scared to death while this thing is flying around in my kitchen and bouncing off the walls and stuff. So I'm swinging it, you should have seen this, man. I'm in my sweats, I'm swinging a broom around. Cats are screaming, they're running around in the kitchen. I got the back door open, but I'm trying to keep the cats from going out the back door, so I'm kicking at the cats. I get the bird out. I close the door, and I'm like, how the hell did these birds get in? How did the bird get in here? And I couldn't figure it out. And then about a month later, it was because it was that happened like in late October, early November. So about a month later, I walk into the kitchen. Then there's snow coming in. And I look. The top window was open from the top because you could pull the windows down. So there was a gap in the top window, and I guess it had been like that for months, and I didn't know it until I walk in, and there's snow coming into my kitchen over my stove. I'm like, oh, that's fantastic. So that's how the damn bird got in. It was a complete – I thought a witch had moved into the apartment building and cast a spell on my apartment. Anyway, that's one of my animal attack stories. If you've got any, 312-981-7200. Got a break for the news, and we'll get to your texts and your animal stories, 312-981-7200. Morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio. Back from vacation, and we've got a full week of shows planned for weeks to come. Until around Christmas time when I take another vacation. So we've got great guests and great topics all lined up for you this whole week. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're here till 5 a.m. every weekday morning. I'm your overnight dude, 2 to 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich and the opening bell coming up at 5. Stay tuned for that, followed by the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text, 312-981-7200. And crows attacking people in Australia, it's on a rise. And we're talking about your incidents and run-ins with some animals. Yeah. So if you've got some stories, we'd love to hear from you. So it's 312-981-7200. Here's David on WGN. Hi, David.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know you're talking about a friend that she saw a hawk come down and grab her dog. Sure enough, I work at the Four Seasons Hotel, and there's two or three that live around the Hancock building that fly around daily catching small birds and such. I've witnessed it myself.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. I had to grab a friend and say, look at this. And sure enough, yeah, there's hawks that live right downtown in the city grabbing up, well, at least what we've seen, small birds. So I'm guessing
wow.
A small dog, why not?
Well, they tried to, according to Lisa, they tried to grab her. I didn't ask what kind of dog she has.
Probably a small one.
I would say, I'm assuming it's not a Great Dane.
Yeah, they're not grabbing retrievers.
Yeah. Retrieving retrievers, maybe? Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. All right, well, next time I'm walking past the Hancock, I'm just going to put a pith helmet on.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, David.
Hey, you got it. Have a good one,
Nick. Take care.
They should get more hawks, and then they could take care of the rat problem.
Aren't they doing feral cats? Isn't that a thing?
Yeah.
Where they got feral cats? You know, yeah. We've got rats in the alley by my apartment.
Get yourself. There's a 3-month wait for a feral cat.
I don't want it in my house. It's feral.
No, it to be outside. I don't know how that. When I was doing the shows some months back, we had on someone talking about it, that there's a 3-month wait from shelters, or a certain shelter.
Really?
That, like, they give them feral cats.
What are you supposed to do with
it? Because you gotta like keep them. You gotta sweeten the deal.
So what do you feed them on your back porch?
Yeah, you feed them
and then just leave them outside.
You can make like little. Not houses, but just like little enclosures.
Huts?
Yeah, little huts. They were even saying, it was kind of crazy, they're saying you could leave like electric blankets or heating pads so it would entice them more to like hang out at your house.
Okay, well, what would you rather have, rats by your garbage cans or feral cats laying in your house?
Well, no, not in your house, outside.
Okay.
I mean, they are doing a service. We should pay them in heated pads.
In heated pads. That's how you pay cats now.
And some snacks.
Well, aren't the rats supposed to be the snack? Don't they have a meal on the rats?
I don't know how
they
much.
They eat the rats, right?
I think some do, and then some just kind of play with them and then...
I saw a rat, I'm not kidding, about the size of a poodle in the alley. I'm not kidding.
Are you sure it was an opossum?
No, it was a rat.
Okay.
It might have been a possum. I had a possum when I was living with my folks. We had a possum on the back porch. We couldn't get it off the back porch. Those things are terrifying.
I've seen one.
There, you know, you'd know
from
if
far
you saw
away.
One.
No, but it was far away, so I almost thought it was a dog. But
William, Steve, the limo driver, wants to talk about possum. hi, Steve.
Yeah, they're great with barbecue sauce. No, I was cooking some chicken breasts the other last week or 2 weeks ago because they're on sale, and I use them for my lunch meat. And I had to cool them off, so I put them outside the back door on my deck. It's like 2 in the morning.
What are they, pies?
No, it's my frying pan, and I put the cover on it. So, you know, now about a half hour later, I hear the pot lid clanging, and I'm like, so I open the door. There's this huge possum staring up at me, and he's like, seriously, you're not going to interrupt my meal here, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, like... went to grab the broom or something, and he was hesitant, but he finally took off.
Yeah, well, this one would not leave. The one that was on my parents' back porch, our back porch, would not leave. And it looked like a rat. It looked like a giant rat. They are the ugliest, seriously, the ugliest and sort of scariest-looking animals I've ever seen.
Yeah, they got the pointy nose and stuff. So, But the raccoons are always coming up under my house, and they climb up into the walls. I caught a couple. I'll send you a picture of the one I caught.
Well, no, those are adorable.
I drive them like 50 miles away to closer to Nick's house, and then I let them go.
Oh, thanks, I appreciate that. Maybe they'll have a party with the feral cats and rats that are running around in the streets. All right, Steve, thanks for the call.
Raccoons are adorable. I saw a video of a raccoon eating grapes. He was sitting at a table
and just grabbing them
cutely with his little paws.
Yeah, they're cute until they bite you and you die.
Well, just give them grapes. They'll be fine.
I saw a video that they showed on Ridiculousness, which, by the way, I've seen probably every episode of that show 50 times. I love that show, and I love Rob Dyrdek. I think he's hilarious. I like everybody on that show. Steelo Brim, Chanel West Coast. I think they're all great. The videos are hysterical. They did like a category just dedicated to raccoons.
Mm-hmm.
And Steelo Brim hates them. Steelo Brim freaks out when he sees a raccoon. He hates it. He's like, I can't stand them, and it's because of their damn fingers. Because they've got the creepy fingers with the little claws at the end. And they showed one video of a bunch of cats in a garage. The garage door is open, and they've got their food out there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And there's a raccoon standing there, and then he just kind of like walks over, looks around, and then with his creepy-ass hands, starts, grabs a couple of handfuls of food and runs away.
You know, when he walks on his back legs, so
yeah,
he's
on
walking
his back legs
upright.
Like a, he's walking upright. That's creepy, man.
It's adorable.
It's not adorable. It's creepy.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
Those things carry disease. They carry disease.
Feeding them grapes and dog food, and it'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah. This is not America's funniest home videos.
They're so adorable.
They're not adorable.
Stealing things. Rooting through garbage.
Yeah, rooting through garbage. This is an animal that roots through garbage, and you want to feed it grapes?
Ugh. I once saw a rat. I was opening. I have a garbage. It's like one of those big industrial garbage can things. What are they? Dumpsters?
Dumpster. Yes, they're called dumpsters.
I open the lid, throw some garbage in, but sticking up into the sky, his face down, is this big rat.
Yeah.
And I just threw the garbage and ran away because I was so scared I was going to disturb it.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't know what it was going to do if it
turned. No, I've seen that too. Well, it's not going to jump out. It's not a super rat. If anything, it's going to scurry away and hide.
Yeah, but I was in the way of wherever it would have jumped. So.
That's where you just throw your garbage down and book. Yeah. That's not good.
Just seeing it. It was like zombies eating animal people. That's what it reminded me of.
It's not fun. Well, here's more raccoon talk. Here's Eric on WGN. Hey, Eric.
Hey, how are you?
All right.
So, yeah, I was in eighth grade, lived at my parents' house. I lived in the basement, and I had a drop ceiling in my room.
Oh, boy.
And so one night I was going down to bed, and I heard some weird noises on the other side and, you know, just thought it was weird and went to bed. And all of a sudden at 2 in the morning, I heard, like, scratching, and I'm, like, above my bed. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. And so I went, there's a spot I could sort of look through the drop ceiling, and all of a sudden I saw eye to eye with a raccoon.
I would have been terrified.
We had to call critter control, and then they had to
come out and get
him.
I would have had to have changed my pants. I'm telling you right now, I would not be good.
Did you look at him and then for a second scream? You both screamed at the same time and then ran.
He should have just, Eric, what you should have done is just get a bag of grapes. Evidently, that's.
Yeah, they love them.
They love
sit them. At a table.
All right, thanks, Eric.
Maybe next time.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, no, we don't want a next time. Take care.
Oh, man.
If I'm not mistaken, when my parents were living, this was the same apartment where the possum was. They were working on the third. My parents lived on the second floor. I lived with them for a long time there. And I wasn't living with them when this happened, though. I had moved out already. But they were working. My parents lived on the second floor apartment. The landlord was, like, rebuilding the third floor.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, like, gutted, and they were slowly rebuilding it. So there were a lot of holes and stuff up there. And so, you know, animals could get in. And
yeah.
So evidently they had, like, left a couple of holes right above the linen closet in the bathroom. So my dad is going to take a shower. If I remember correctly, maybe we can ask my dad this. He's going to be calling in. He probably won't remember. He doesn't remember. But you can ask him if it actually happened, if this is true. He opened up the door of the linen closet to get a towel, opened it up, and there was a squirrel like right there, and it jumped in.
And into the room?
Yeah, it jumped in, and then ended up in the bathtub.
Was there water in the tub?
Well, hey, my dad was about to take a shower.
Oh, okay.
But it jumped because it was like it like flew out. It scared the hell out of my dad. If I remember correctly, I don't know. Maybe this is a story that I'm making up.
See, but squirrels are cute too.
No, they're not.
Fat little bellies.
No, they're not. And they you shouldn't. You grow fruit and vegetables and stuff. You should hate them. They ruined our garden. When I was married to Heather, they ruined our garden. The only thing they didn't eat was basil.
My mom did tell me because they live in the burbs and they have a bird thing, and I guess the squirrels dumped out all the bird seed.
Yeah, they're jerks.
That
squirrels
cracks me up.
Squirrels are jerks, and they also carry disease.
All right, well I'm not.
So they had to call
a dude.
They had to call
them.
Like the animal control dudes.
Yeah,
they had them trap because the shower had the glass doors that you could close, so the squirrel was inside.
And how was it not able to jump out?
I don't know. It didn't. And the
oh,
dudes
was it
came
all the way to the ceiling?
Yeah, well, close to the ceiling. Real close to the ceiling. So the dude came out, got it, you know, did the thing, got rid of it. But yeah, my dad opens the door to get a towel. And Rocky from Rocky and Bullwinkle comes flying out.
I will say they make some frightening noises.
They're terrifying. I can't believe you think these things are cute.
Well, I'm not. Oh, it is funny when you do. I'll be walking and I'll see a squirrel and go, and then it looks at me and goes, excuse me? And then it starts walking towards me. I go, no, 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 I'm just joking.
Yeah, no, you don't want that.
I have nothing.
Rabbit infested thing. God. All right. Do you think pigeons are attractive too?
Some.
All right, we're done talking.
Some, I always think like when they're missing a foot, I wonder like what happened. Were they betrayed by another pigeon? And where is their pigeon family?
Maybe they're stool pigeons and they had to pay a price. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you wouldn't love pigeons so much if you lived next to a viaduct. Tell you that right now, wouldn't.
I find pigeons endearing because I've seen them way too many times get on the CTA.
Yeah, oh yeah. I've seen that
too. And
it's
adorable because it looks like they're just,
it's
like,
adorable.
Going to the next
stop. They carry disease. Nothing about that is adorable.
Yeah, but they're so calm about it. They get on the train and they're just standing, then they get off at the next stop. It's so cute.
So they can spread their disease. So, you know,
no, they just want to go to Clark and Lake.
Right, to spread their disease, and then they'll go, you know, they'll get on the blue line and
they're
go on there.
They're just lazy. They don't want to fly. They realize, hey, these things go places. That's right. Let's just get on there.
Oh, man. All right.
It's the best part of the week, baby. It's time to hear something funny. Here we go with your music intro.
It's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. It's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. Nick's dad tells a joke.
Yeah. What'd I say?
It's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. It's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. Nick's dad tells a joke.
Yeah. That's right. Monday morning, that means it's time for a joke from my dad. And it's sponsored by the Gale Street Inn. We want to thank George Karzis and everybody at the Gale Street Inn. Go to galestreet.com. It's in beautiful Jefferson Park. Have a great meal. All right, let's get my dad here. Here he is. Hey, Dad.
Hi, Matt.
All right, so that story with the squirrel jumping out of the closet is true.
That was true, yeah. I went into the linen closet to get a towel, and the squirrel jumped over my shoulder, and I ran out and shut the door. And another was true as the bringing good luck if you get pooped on.
A
pigeon pooped on me, and I played the number 642 occasionally. And that day I played at $160. So for the next week, I was looking for pigeons to stand on.
So you're walking around standing by statues and stuff. Well, Dad, we grew up, you know, right next to the L tracks. All you had to do was walk under the L tracks.
Right.
Oh, man. All right, Dad, you got a joke. And how's Mom? Yeah. How's Mom?
Doing good.
Good. Okay, cool. So here's...
I'm a professional rock climber. I also took the job at the mattress factory so I'd have something to fall back on.
All right. That's good, Dad. All right.
All right.
Thank you, buddy.
Have a great day.
All right, you too. There you go.
That was jokey, jokey, jokey time. It was a jokey, jokey, jokey time. Nick's dad told a joke.
And he'll do it again next week. Just
seasonal.
Walking
seasonal
around.
Job, that rock climbing.
Yeah. Walking around looking for pigeons to stand under so we could win the lottery. All right. Kathleen says, I was attacked by a bird at the botanical gardens just walking along the path, and it pecked my head, and it hurt like hell.
Yeah.
Robert says, I bet that bird that attacked Lisa's dog was a Cooper's hawk. There's a lot of them out there in Oak Brook. A fully grown male can be a foot tall, and they are vicious.
Oh, there's a restaurant called that.
Cooper's hawk?
Yeah.
Is it a vicious restaurant?
I've never been. I just hear about it.
When you go into
it's in the borough. I think it is around there.
Does the waiter attack your head?
Yeah, he just gives you the specials that way.
Mike says, when I lived, there were a ton of animals. My daughter got sprayed with a skunk twice. I got sprayed by a skunk. It's not pleasant.
Ugh.
It's not pleasant. And I did the tomato juice thing, and it worked. But I looked like a million showers. Finally, I had to do the tomato juice. It didn't get me bad, but it got me. I had to throw away my jacket.
Yeah. I would assume anything is bad.
No, it's terrible.
Even a slight.
It was terrible. That was when I was living at the honeybee complex.
Is that one of the many bad things that happened there?
They had a honeybee complex?
Yes.
No, honeybee complex. No, I enjoyed my stay at the honeybee complex. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, it's not pleasant to get, especially because I was coming home drunk and I didn't even see it. I was walking around the back because we lived near this bar called the North Woods, and I was walking home. I didn't even hear it. I heard something rustle in the bushes. And I went, hey, what the? So try to take a tomato juice bath when you're drunk. It's not good. This was years ago when I was still a drinking man. All right, Esmeralda, we'll see you tomorrow. Jen Bosworth is going to be here.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.